Hi, my name is Douglas Bruton, and this is an extract from my story, Livy and Love and Pennies in Jars. My old pa is mean. I'm not saying he whips dogs or kids and laughs when he does it, or that he speaks cruel to my mom or to anyone else, or is eaten up with spite against those above him. And he don't take an unnatural delight at the misfortune of people tripping over the uneven paving stone in the street or walking unlucky under ladders. Not that sort of mean. No, my pa's money mean is what I'm saying, and dog in the manger mean. He don't give a shiny penny to no one, not even if they is deserving or poor and he knows their name. And I think there's plenty as deserves the kindness of neighbours. My old pa says he works hard for what he has, and what he has belongs to him and only to him. He hoards things, too. Rubbish, mostly. Old bicycles that has lost one wheel or two, and bruised silver coffee pots nobody wants, and wristwatches that don't tell nothing but the one time. Only he don't think of it as rubbish. He says it has a value, and that one day he'll be richer as a king with all he has. I heard someone say my pa was tight as a clam, and I reckon that about says it. I tell Livy she's like my pa in the mean she's being. She makes a face like she might be tasting something sour, lemons or limes or crab apples. Her lips pursed like cloth when a thread is pulled, and her cheeks sucked in and her nose all crinkled. Mean like my pa, I say to her. I tell her she's going to turn into one of them shriveled old women that live on their own and with maybe 3 cats or 10, their cattails making question marks in the air and their bodies rubbing shameless against her legs. And she'll be dragging a supermarket shopping cart with a wobbly wheel behind her and all her worldly in that cart. She knows I'm talking about Ma Capstaff and she don't like that. I can see she don't. Oh, come on, Livy. Just say... Livy don't look nothing like Ma Capstaff, if I'm honest. Not one bit like, and I don't think she ever could. Livy is young, and she's pretty, and everything is in the right place, and not pulled down a whit yet by gravity. Her hair's the colour of new straw, but soft as satin or silk, and her cheeks as pink as pinch, and her eyes is as blue as a clear day. So what I said about her and how she'd be like my capstaff one day, well, she knows for sure I don't really think that. Look, Livy, I got nothing and you got everything. I'm just asking you to share it with me is all. Just to say what it's like.